One of the realities facing the agriculture sector is that we are part of a global community, and as such, global geopolitical incidents have an effect on South Africa's economy, and in particular on farming input costs. This was according to the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Thoko Dadiza, speaking on the sidelines of the 2022 Grain SA Nampo Harvest Day currently underway at Nampo Park outside of Boeterville in the Free State. Minister Dadiza was referring to the coronavirus pandemic as well as the current Russia-Ukraine conflict playing out overseas, among others.
Obviously, we need to look at our own commitments in terms of the WTO. That would allow us some space to be able to support our farmers in a way that does not disrupt trade. So we do look at those issues, and we do have engagements with farmers through their farmers' organization to really look at what are the things that we can be able to do as government to actually manage some of these issues.
Dadiza made mention of the poultry industry as an example where government increased tariffs in an effort to reduce dumping, as well as the sugar industry, which has also received government support. Dadiza said that one avenue that government is pursuing is to increase local fertilizer production to be more self-sufficient and less reliant on Russia, for example.
Discussions we've had with the industry, but also from the government side, the discussions we've had with Fosco, myself and the Minister of Trade and Industry, we are looking at the direction of how we can actually increase our own local production. I must say that both the pandemic in terms of COVID-19 and the current conflict in the East have really raised the importance of localization, which Minister Patel has been raising.
Grain SA Chairperson Derek Matthews expressed hope that Minister Dadiza and her colleagues would be exposed to what the grain sector and agriculture in particular is all about.
This is a phenomenal event and a phenomenal opportunity to really see, to get to meet the suppliers and, you know, the whole family that make agriculture work, not only in South Africa, but around the world, but particularly for us locally. I think an opportunity for the minister and her colleagues to experience it and to get to know us as farmers, you know, to really, I have no doubt in my mind that what South Africa needs, South Africans need, is to get to know each other. If we get to know each other, I think we've got a great future going.
Minister Dadiza concluded by expressing her happiness and gratitude at having recently completed and signed the Agriculture Master Plan.
We signed on Thursday. It has been a long journey, as you know, since I always say to people the journey of transformation in agriculture started in 2001 when we first had the Agricultural Strategic Plan, which was really about looking at how can we transform the sector. That got followed up by Operation Pakisa, the National Development Plan, which also touched on agriculture and land reform. And then during 2018, when President Ramaphosa called on the industry to actually look at how we can stimulate our economy through that forum of business people who came together and formed PGIR, some of them agricultural businesses, again the issue of agriculture came on to the fore, and then 2019, 2020 we started with the master plan. So it has been almost 18 months